Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to focus today on this beautiful feast day that closes the Christmas season. After this day, we go back to ordinary time. But this is an important day of the baptism of Jesus. And I wanted to focus on three things that the Holy Spirit does in our baptism. The first thing is that he comes and makes a home within us, and then he transforms us from within, and then he flows out of us. The first thing he does is he comes and he descends upon us. We see that happening in our scriptures, even in our first reading. Isaiah is prophesied, foreshadowing baptism. And he says that the Holy Spirit is going to come. The Spirit of the Lord is going to come. And in the second reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it's the first batch of converts. And today at our masses this weekend, we have our catechumens who are entering into the order of catechumens after my homily today. It's beautiful. We do this on the baptism of the Lord for this very fact. This is our second reading in the Acts of the Apostles. The first batch of converts, the Holy Spirit comes on them. And then in the gospel, we have Jesus' baptism, and it tells us how in the form of a dove, the Holy Spirit comes. The dove has always been a symbol of the Holy Spirit, even from the very beginning. And remember how in Genesis, the great flood, Noah builds his ark. Remember how 40 days, 40 nights, and then the dove is released from the ark. And to figure out if there's any dry land. But the purpose of the flood was what? To cleanse the world of poison and evil. And that's what baptism is. The flood was foreshadowing baptism, and the ark is the church. And it's so beautiful, but the floods of baptism, which come out of the side of Jesus on the cross, just like all of the sacraments come there, its purpose is to cleanse us of our poison, our disorder, our sin, and to fill us with a new life, the waters of new life. But the dove is even there. And remember, 2 days ago, I love Pope Fabian. Pope Fabian became the Pope 2 days ago in the year 236. And he was a farmer, and he was the 20th Pope, and he was a farmer in Italy. And Pope Antaeus dies, and Fabian, this farmer, young guy, goes to Rome because he was a very, very devout Catholic, like we all should be. And he really wanted to know who's their new Pope going to be. And he's there in Rome, and this dove lands on his shoulder, and everybody sees this happen, and they're like, that's a sign. That's the Holy Spirit. That guy's supposed to be the Pope. And one of them goes, well, he's not even a priest or a deacon. And they say, well, we'll make him one. And then he becomes the Pope, the 20th Pope, Pope Fabian. What a beautiful story. And the Holy Spirit wants to come and rest on us. Some of us went on the pilgrimage to the Holy Land a few years ago. And a beautiful thing happened. We had Mass at the very place where Jesus was baptized, right there on the shore of the Jordan. And this dove kept landing around the altar. And it was so beautiful because that's what happens at the Holy Mass, right? The epiclesis. When you see my hands go like this, it is the Holy Spirit coming down. That's why the bells ring, both here and outside, is because this is to let everybody know, like, oh, the Holy Spirit is coming here. The Holy Spirit wants to come. But here's the thing. He wants to come not just on our shoulders, but he wants to come into our souls. The other day, I had the my word of the day email. I printed out the quote, but I lost it. But anyway, the word of the day was elsewhen. Like elsewhere, except elsewhen. Like elsewhen, I went to the gym. Whoever uses that word, I don't know. But it was the word, there's a quote of the day, and it talked about how when a species will die if it doesn't have the right habitat. Like it can't live there anymore. If the habitat goes to pot, then the species, the animal, can't live there. And I was praying about, like, that's it with us and like our souls. We have to order our souls in such a way that the Holy Spirit can stay inside of us. Like, we have to preserve the nest of the Holy Spirit within us, because I was reading John Vianney. And John Vianney, listen to this. Boy, he was good. He says, people who live for the world, worldly people, cannot have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does not remain with them. The noise and pollution of the world drives him away. Like, there's a poison in the soul. There's a chaos and a disorder, so that the Holy Spirit can't live there. We have to preserve and order our souls in such a way that the Holy Spirit can live and reign inside of us. Because he comes to us at baptism, he comes to us in confirmation, but we have to make sure that his home is kept safe from the pollution and corruption of sin, which means we should never have a mortal sin on our souls. If we have one, we must go right to confession, not wait till the penance service or the third Friday. We go right to confession because we want to live what the church has always called a state of grace. It's a way of having, preserving a happy place for the triune God to live within us. It is also why we can have receive communion when we have a mortal sin. It's because Jesus deserves a holy place to rest. And we have to order our souls so that they're not noisy and chaotic and polluted with sin, but that they are happy, still, like, prayerful places, so that the Lord can really live and reign there. Otherwise, he leaves. Because as St. Jean Vianney says, he can't live there. The second thing, so he comes, he rests within us. But then the second thing that the Holy Spirit does, and it starts at our baptism, but it's an ongoing thing. He transforms us from within. Listen to this. This was from a 6th century French bishop yesterday in our office of readings. He was talking about the first miracle, which is on that window of the wedding feast at Cana, where the water turns into the wine through the intercession of Mary by the power of Jesus. Listen to this. Saint Faustus of Riez says, if we look closely at the first miracle of Jesus, the wedding feast of Cana, the very water tells us of our rebirth and baptism. One thing is turned into another from within. And in a hidden way, a lesser creature is changed into a greater one. What does that mean? That Jesus changes the water from inside of it to another new thing. And that's baptism. The first miracle of Jesus is prefiguring both baptism and the Eucharist. Water and wine, that Jesus can turn one thing into another. And at our baptism, we are turned from pagans, literally, pagans just means people without God, into sons and daughters of God in Jesus. Isn't that like the, whoa! Like, if we got that, our minds would be like exploding, because we're turned from these natural men and women into supernatural members of the Holy Family. Like, whoa! That's why we're anointed with the chrism oil. We're anointed into the royal family. Jesus begins at our baptism, that transforming us by the power of his Holy Spirit from inside of us. He's transforming us into this. It's an ongoing thing, right? It's not just like a one time, oh, I'm baptized, so I'm saved. No, we participate. We must participate in the life of grace forever, all the way to heaven, so that we're continuously being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. So he takes up residence in us, in a nest. We have a holy place. Then he transforms us from within. But then you want to know what he does? He flows out. He flows out of us. John chapter 7, verse 38 says that he who believes in Jesus and is baptized, living springs will flow from his heart. I was reading Genesis the other day in chapter 2, and it talks about the four streams coming out of the Garden of Eden. This is before the fall. And the Garden of Eden is a prefiguring of heaven. And in baptism, heaven enters into us. Heaven enters into us. And then we who receive the Holy Spirit allowing him to do his work inside, then he is streaming out of us waters of charity, waters of virtue, waters of love, waters of faith. And man, so many people live in a desert. It's crazy. It's crazy. But we can't run dry. We cannot run dry because the Holy Spirit is, we're just channels. We're conduits of him. And then he just sprays all over the place and bathes the world with his grace and love. Don't you see? This is why baptism is so important. Baptism is so important. We should all know the date of our baptism, February 9th, 1986. The priest that baptized us. We should know and pray for him often. We should know our godparents and keep in touch with them. We should have pictures of our children being baptized with the dates on our walls in our homes. A sacramental wall of our children and our godchildren receiving their sacraments, because that is everything. Who cares about winning a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game? The life of the sacraments, which upon which eternal life hinges, is the most important thing. It just is. It just is. And baptism is the beginning of it all. I love baptism. And so let's just thank Jesus for this grace. Let's and now like do a little praying today about like, what is the state of my soul? Do I have a nice place for the Lord to really rest and reign in my heart? Am I allowing him to transform me from within like water into wine? And am I allowing him to flow out from me in all angles to the corners of the world? Pray, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.